We are back. Hey, y'all. You know what? April 2022 is here. A year ago, right? We took this leap. We took this leap to start a podcast. It's our fucking birthday. I'm stoked. Okay, not where we gonna be, you know, but damn show, kudos, claps off, we are still in it, bumps, delays, you all, we love you, thank you for rocking with us. Tara Bear and I are on talking about how are you disciplining parents. Are you hurting or helping your child? Tap in, tune in. Hey, y'all. Talking about tonight.
Okay.
Had something to do with behavior. And because I saw a post and I was, I read like maybe 300 comments.
Wow.
And it was a good conversation going on about, the spare the rod, spoil the child, the way, you know, it was a picture. And it was a black mom, and it had a baby over her knee, and she had a belt. And the question was, do you guys think this hurt us or helped us? And okay. that's what I was gonna talk about tonight, which can kind of encompass all of that, the behavior. I didn't get a chance to log on to that because when you said that, that's when I was in the thick of being sick. But and you know the behavior things that you were talking about with Whitney, and I was hoping the girls would be on because they're mothers too, and they're mothers at mm-hmm. different stages. But I wanted to talk about that aspect of parenting, and because you have a young baby, you know what I'm saying. So I was gonna put that question on the floor. To see how we felt it with us, and then how you guys deal with it with your kids.
So, I love it because I think it, even if you know, with us touching upon it tonight, it, you know, I like those continuous conversations. Mm-hmm. So I want it to be a conversation where, you know, we can continue or get a different spin. I'm sure, you know, Stella Groove will have some feedback, or I don't know. You know, Shika or Reese or whoever, you know, like you said, we have.
I mean, we can start the conversation now and then pick it back up because I feel like it's an issue that we don't address in our community with the way we chastise our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Reading a lot of those comments, I saw a lot of people saying it helped me. But then I also saw a lot of people pointing to the damage that it did to them. So I say we just, if you want to, we roll with that.
Yeah.
We talk about that a little bit. And then we pick it back up with the girls or with whoever the next guest is. But I do think that for me personally, I'll just tell my anecdote real quick about it. I came from a spare the rod, spoil the child. So I got whippings. That's what we call them. I got whippings. But I learned really quickly that I did not like that. You know what I'm saying? I could tell you right now, the last time I got a whipping, I was in the third grade. That was the last time Gail had to hit me. I made straight D's in them people's school.
Come
straight
on.
D's. She came home. She, I think she was working at the little laundry service at the time. So she came home. She saw my report card. She said, when I get off work, it's going to be me and you. She put me in that room and she beat the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? With the belt. And I learned that moment. It wasn't that the physical, the licks that hurt me. It was the fact that I looked in her eyes and I didn't want her to be that angry at me anymore. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So in that aspect, it helped me, but it wasn't the actual spanking that helped me. It was me seeing that I didn't want to disappoint my mom anymore. Never mind the fact, nobody liked to be hit. But that was the last time that she ever had to hit me. I was in the third grade. So in some aspect, it did, it helped me, and it helped me to realize that my actions have consequences. But I do understand how it can traumatize other people. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like there's different avenues, and I feel like spanking or whoopings or whatever, I feel like that should be the last resort when you're trying to chastise a child. That's just my, from personally, you know, how I feel about it. So I feel like it also, it teaches us to deal with discourse with violence.
I agree.
And yeah, and it also teaches us that physical reactions are okay when you have a disagreement, or you know what I'm saying? I think it carries over into our adulthood. Absolutely. And we don't understand the connection, but you know, all that a lot of parents chastise without love, because behind the whipping or behind that, it needs to be some type of love afterwards.
Absolutely, it does. Okay. Taylor Six. And I would like to believe that for me, spare the rod, spoil the child is not, although we tend to look at it as chastising, you know, disciplining, beating. That's how you learn discipline. But I think that what I've learned as a mother of a young child is it's so much more important to encourage the communication. What I found in, you know, you have a 2-year-old, you know, and when I call myself, she did something wrong, she got to learn, because that's what you kind of taught. That's what you've seen. Grandma didn't, you know, beat you. I'm not going to say I was a child that was frequently beat. My dad, yeah, a couple of times, because, yeah, I broke, can't touch this, cross the ass of my pants. And, you know, you did something that was out of line and you needed to learn that lesson. But he also, in doing it or after doing it, you know, talked or had a discussion for you to understand why. Or even before, why this is about to be done. But I do think that I can see both sides of it being people doing it for that's all I know. I was the victim of such, so to say, because I do think that some parents have beat their children out of frustration, you know, out of anger for the other parent, out of frustration of just life, you know. Not the best resort, but then on the flip side, where man don't hit him is where I'm at now. And it took Taylor and me encouraging her or asking her questions about her day and, you know, having her to use her words and stuff to kind of tell me, like, mommy, that hurts my feelings, you know, or, you know, I hit her for something and she asked, you said to me, 2-3 years old, like, why did you hit me for that? I don't like that. So it took me having my own to ask questions and see, and then it made me feel so bad to, like, you know what? She's absolutely right. We don't have to hit them to teach them a lesson, or so much more can be accomplished in, because I think when we don't, like you said, that's why, man, directly associated or linked to, you know, we talked about in another episode, like man kids, where I turn into an adult or I turn into a woman, I turn into a man of a household, and I can't effectively communicate and even act in a certain way because I don't even know how to. It wasn't communicated to me wrong. All I know to do was inflict pain, you know, by battering or beating or hitting.
Right. And I know we talk about a lot on, like, breaking generational curses. And I feel like that's one what we should really start to break is that the physical chastisement. I think we need to break. I agree with you, man. Don't hit them. Because, I mean, I know sometimes I get it. It's a part of, especially in the Black household, that's just a part of that's a part of our reaction with kids. Like, they do something, bam, you pop them. You know what I'm saying? I get it to a certain extent, but I wonder if we truly think about the root of being beat, in the it's literally perpetuating what the slave owner did to the slave. Is you're trying to beat, that you shouldn't have to beat your child into submission. And especially today, like, kids today, they have way more than we had. So you could take their whole life from them as a way of chastisement. We didn't have
we gotta seek out the alternatives. I think the alternative isn't explored. And I think too, Terrence, some parents hit and are physical be out of the frustration of, you know, I am the single mom. I am trying to do it all. I am tired. You know, I don't have the skills myself to communicate. I don't know. It's funny, you know, not gonna say funny, but full circle, I just came off the heels of a I come off the heels of that summit, and I mean, I'm on there and I'm hearing parents of, you know, kids with behavioral issues and who on different spectrums of autism saying that I have a 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old who is still wet in the bed. My kid fights me, you know. My kid is a wanderer. So I literally in a day-to-day am fearful in putting them on the bus or letting them go out in public. You know, I've had to rearrange and fix the living room in my home so that it's conducive to their way to be able to play safe. And I'm saying that to saying that oftentimes those of us that are taking lightly to and that are doing the hitting and not encouraging the communication, you know, it's a huge, we're missing a whole big blessing and just appreciating the very simple things. And my child is healthy. My child can talk to me and communicate to me. And sometimes we're missing the mark in that something may truly be wrong with the child. And we're not seeking out assistance, or we're not recognizing that, hey, this is truly a behavioral issue, you know, that needs to be addressed a different way, and that the hitting or the beating down is not helping, you know?
It's actually making the problem worse.
Worse.
It's making it worse. And we don't, I mean, I feel like now, today, I feel like we're actually acknowledging, and I'm proud of the last generation of millennials, of the young, the parents my age, they're more open to different forms of, not forms, they're open to different mediums to raise children. Like, what happened in yesteryear is not gonna work. I will keep saying that because kids are different. Mm-hmm. They're smarter. They're able to communicate how they feel, and we should embrace that. And I think these parents are embracing. I think these parents are, today's parents are, they can recognize where it's something deeper than just my kid just being in the terrible twos, or it's something deeper than, you know, it's just a little boy being rambunctious. If he's showing, like you said, you had somebody on the forum, that kid actually, you know, fought them or fight them. That's deeper than just a child being a child. That is professional help, and your belt isn't going to break that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's even with that term. I think once again, that was how the slave master broke the slave. He beat him into submission. And some people's minds are so strong, even as a child, you're not going to break me. You spanking me ain't going to stop me from doing what mm-hmm. I want to do. You got to try that. You know, if you want to correct the behavior and you keep spanking them and it's not correcting the behavior, then it becomes abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to try a different avenue.
Yeah, it's old fashioned to think if I don't punish my child with a spanking when they're doing something wrong, they're not going to learn what's right. You know, hitting is sometimes not the answer at all. It's just not. I don't think that sparing the rod just meant, you know, or is encouraging us to inflict physical pain. And like you said, a reference to sometimes that physical pain even turns into abuse. I think more importantly, and even me referencing the summit and you know, that child that beat on a parent, is that truly, you know, kids that, like I said, are on a behavioral spectrum, but some of the parents that result to the beating or just hitting, are you truly just appreciating the gift of being able to nurture and guide that child, you know? Teaching them how to communicate. You know, we can't forget that as parents, if we don't we know the world will in the worst way. They will see it another way. And oh my gosh. And you hope that it's not for the detriment. You know, we got to do a better job in the betterment and building our kids. You know, I it brings to mind to me how we talked about we need more of a village. I'm that parent who I vow, and I'm not going to say I don't use threat. I'm going to get your butt. But even me saying that riles something in me, and how can I teach her this lesson? And like you said, they have things. So I've learned it's even more effective to take the tablet. You know, you're not watching TV. And I try not to punish with school. You know, I try not to be, well, you're going to go read a book, because that should absolutely be fun.
Right.
I encourage the learning. So I've heard or communicated with parents, like, I make them go over there and, but, you know, I've seen behaviors or disciplines of lean against the wall. You know, you're doing a squat over there. Or you're having your hands raised, something to where it's almost an exercise or something physical that over time, because they're little weary bodies, they little anyway, to mm-hmm. where it's going to make them uncomfortable, and then I have to reflect on. But I'm big on, let's talk about it, because I want you to be able to use your language. And that's not just when I'm in a bad situation. That's life. You're going to need to be able to communicate. And mm-hmm. Teach them that. I think it goes, you know, it goes into how they'll deal with other kids, how they'll stand up to issues with school, or what's appropriate, what's not appropriate.
Right. I think even with the kids, I think parents don't realize that you create a bully. If you are
absolutely,
if you're beating a child constantly, you're never talking to them, you're never asking the child, why did you do that? Or why did you say that? Or why, you know, you're never trying to mm-hmm. show them conflict resolution through communication, you in turn are creating a bully. So that child is going to go to school or go out in the world and think that they can
beat and hit their way
through, to... yeah, through situations. Because at a point, like at some point, kids always, you know, you got to understand your child is going to turn a deaf ear to your opinion. And if you haven't instilled in that child communication, that's where you lose them to the world. That's when outside influences get a chance to mold them into being or thinking or becoming something that you didn't want them to become. It's inevitable. Like, we all know this. When we get to a certain age, we turn a deaf ear to what mama and daddy is saying because that's old. But what we were left with, if they have not communicated with us, the only thing we're left with is the physical chastisement to show us right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't. So when it's time for us to go out and make decisions on our own and deal with conflict in the workplace or in relationships or anything like that, if we never got that communication, if we never got that education to talk through conflict and to self-soothe and to reflect on why I did this or why this was done, then our only way to resolve conflict, is physical.
Yep.
And that's why I'm not against, you know, get the, you know, pop a little butt. You know what I'm saying? I'm not against that. What I am against is when you stop working and it turns into abuse.
Abuse. Oh yeah.
When you
and then too, I think, you know, we both agree that punishment, right? Mm-hmm. I think I'm saying that I agree too. There has to be punishment. There are consequences for actions, right? But we also have to encourage communication with children, especially when they're younger, because they get it. You know, I think scientifically or something says that who we are and what we're grounded in for life is already there and developed in our brains at, like, my daughter's age, 5, 6, 7. I am who I'm going to be.
Yep.
And that sounds insane to some people, but really my experiences already to that point by what I've seen or witnessed or you know, how I've been treated, you know, are going to ground the person that I may ultimately end up to be. So I think it's so important that when we're thinking about that sped or rod spoiled child, that it is about discipline. Absolutely. You know, it's about punishment, but it's also about helping that kid to understand that they have to understand boundaries, right? We have to understand what's proper and improper behavior. And mm-hmm. I can demonstrate that through my attitude, through my tone, through, because those skills are going to go into place in my future relationships, whether that be with my classmates, my coworkers, my friends, you know, my significant other.
Yeah, and I think the whole spare the rod, spoil the child, the rod is not necessarily a rod.
No, it's guidance. It's proper guidance.
Yeah, that a lot of from that book and
if you don't guide them right, they're gonna be rotten.
Right.
You know, that's mine. It's not, oh, you better punish them and beat their ass, you know.
Right.
Beat mine. You help. You know, we know that. We know that. I'm gonna beat mine. You know, and then too. Oh, time out. You know, we've even labeled that to, like, oh, that's what other races do. No, We need to do more. Some kids, you know how much of a, oh, I will not do that again if you just make me sit my ass down somewhere.
Right.
I can go over there and sit. And I mean it, that you're not going to leave from just sitting there. The pure thought of, I need to sit still. You ain't saying nothing. Or while I'm sitting there, you talking through me understanding why I'm sitting there. Mm-hmm. And the consequences of, you're forcing me to talk. Or, you know, acknowledge why this is happening. Better communication. It makes for a better person. So for me to, absolutely, the spare the rod is like, if you don't do your part actively, you know, a parent, a uncle, a friend, you know, godparent, whoever, you the guy in guiding and leading by example, they're going to be dire consequences later.
Yep.
You got so much to say. Okay. Jesus. I think that's why we're in a time where, you know, our elders and some of us are, we're seeing so much violence. We're seeing so many people. I think a lot of people are just scared of the kids. We're just scared.
Mm-hmm.
People are fearful of what youth will do. You know, that's why we see so much destructive behavior. I think that's why we see so many, like man kids and women too. I'm not going to say it's just men. I'm going to say both, because, you know, 20-year-old and 40-year-old is, I'm really still that 7-year-old boy that mm-hmm. my mama and my, they abused me. I was beaten. I was,
I'm broken.
Broken.
I'm broken, and I don't have the skills. I don't have the emotional aptitude mm-hmm. to understand that I'm broken. I don't put what happened to me as a child, I don't put it together as to my actions as an adult. I don't even know how to, because I was never taught to communicate. I was never mm-hmm. taught to self-soothe. That's something I always say to certain kids. Self-soothe. Go sit down. Go soothe yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Go,
because communicating supports that mental stability, right?
Right.
We got to get in touch with us.
Right. And it's not just give. Sometimes you have to take. Like, the rod is not just a physical thing. It's what, it's mental also. Sometimes you have to come at it at a different angle. If I tell you to go sit in the corner and self-soothe and think about what you did, that is punishment enough to make you think about what you did. And then afterwards, I'm going to ask you again, why did you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Because it doesn't take, I think we have a beautiful opportunity right now to change the trajectory of our youth if we go ahead and stop hitting them for every little thing that they do.
Please.
Stop hitting them for everything that they do. You know, they touch the oven and you right there, pow, hit that, get that hand. Don't do that. That's hot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the chastisement out of frustration of being a parent, mm-hmm. that is abuse. No. You signed up to be a parent
when absolutely.
You that child.
It was so a gift.
Don't hit that child out of your frustration for their behavior.
Look, just like the daddy. And you can't, ooh, baby. And that child support was late.
Yes.
And you never get it. You ain't got no support. And he moved. Ooh, he was the one that got away. And she was the one, too. And you can't stand their ass. So when I see you, anything you do, I want to lick your ass down, because I got a whole nother motive. You know, I got a whole, my mental is in a whole nother space. I agree, team. Spare the rods for the child is not about busting your kid's ass constantly, often, all the time, for every little thing. It is very much about guide them and communicate, because via proper communication, if I know how to express myself, then I have taken that limit off my child being in bondage. Freedom is a beautiful thing, right?
Right.
If I can express myself, then man, the freedom in being able to do that, the potential in being able to do that.
Yeah, and you can, like, especially if you have multiple kids, you can include everybody.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody's behavior. You can
have a round table right there.
Yeah, right there.
Have a kid summit.
I just feel like it's more.
I vow to do that. You know, like we see old kids do the darnest things, you know, on some humor, but I love that show. I used to love to see those kids just in their own little thoughts kind of come up with something, not just around the talent. I would love to present questions to grade school kids.
And you'll be surprised what you can learn.
Oh my God.
Yourself from kids. If you give them the opportunity to express how they feel, they can tell you some things about you and what you do on a daily, what you may not realize. You may be fussing about the same thing over and over again, and it's causing grief to that child, and you don't even know it. It's very important to give kids liberty to express themselves so they can become better people. I truly believe in that. I know Stella always say that old way. And I understand her frustrations with the old way.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make way for new avenues in parenting.
It's time.
We have to change with the times. We cannot keep that same.
It's old fashioned. Spare the for the child. Ain't I'ma beat mine. You're gonna get a whooping. Go get the switch. My grandma did it, y'all. And grandma, you know. Yeah.
And it worked for us.
Like, right.
For us. But we were not the kids
that are here now.
That are here now. Like I said before, these kids come out with their eyes open. When we were born, we were swaddled up somewhere in the dark.
They come out with strong necks. I don't know how many little reels I see these kids. Shit, to one day looking around with eyes open.
They are different.
Different.
It's just progression. It's just progression. That's the only thing that's constant is change. So things are gonna change. Kids are gonna change. They're light years ahead of us. So let's stop using old tactics and let's try to find something new. Let's try and talk to them.
We better.
Let's try. Otherwise, you're going to raise a child and eventually they're going to get big. They're going to get as big as you.
And going to whoop your ass.
Yeah.
They're going to whoop your ass. They're going to whoop Nana ass. They're going to whoop their sisters and brothers ass. No, really. You know?
No.
They're under attack. And then they end up in prison or in jail or, you know, get a hold that they, because they ready. You know, the school system, that's why it's more detention type style schools and boot camps. And, you know, that's why so many private people, let's not even go there, especially for us. For our people, we already know. Oh, I wish you would be out of line. You expelled. Ain't a second chance. You're going to get more marks on your book. You know, there's a whole, I don't even want to go there. Another conversation. But take home, guys, with this spare the rod, spoil the child for me, is that no, it's beauty in communication. It's beauty in communication. I have a six-year-old that I love that I have taught her to tell me. Talk, you know, and properly. Excuse me, mommy, you know, can I say something? That I encourage it. You know, I've had that reflect on. It hurts my feelings when you yell at me. Stop yelling about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I've hit her. And then it's like she don't even understand what the hell you talking about, girl. What you know, I've done those checks. Limits and hitting are different things. Teach your little one the boundaries. we have to set some boundaries, right? We definitely, we're obligated to let them know what boundaries are. But the limits and hitting are two different things. We can set limits without hitting. Absolutely. We can. Let's try it.
Let's try it. My take home would be let's try different tactics. You buy them everything, take it all away.
Mm-hmm.
When they need to be punished, take their stuff. Because that's what, like, to me, that hurt them more than you physically spanking them. You want to act out in school? Give me that tablet. Give me that phone. Give me that computer. Give me all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think we, and also communicate more with them why you're taking it. Give me the tablet. I'm taking the tablet because you love the tablet, and the tablet is a reward for you, or the tablet is something that's fun for you. So until you behave right in school, you give me this tablet. Like, communicate what you're doing. Not just give it all to me because I bought it. Not that way. Do it through communication. That's my take home.
Absolutely. There are alternatives. Mm-hmm. There are alternatives. Excuse me. There are alternatives to the madness, to the chastise. And we have to embrace them. You know, our kids, listen, I know we're like, oh, they're just kids. No, they're human beings too.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be wives. They're going to be husbands. They're going to be somebody's son, somebody's granddaddy. And guess what? That personality is kind of already molded to who they're going to be. So we got to start 1, 2, 3, 4. We can't wait till they're 12 to be talking about we going to, girl, he was bad. That too. Stop talking about they bad. You beating their ass because they bad.
Right.
You know?
Stop labeling your child.
Yep. Stop labeling. Communicate. Set boundaries. It'll make all the difference. Yeah, we love you all. Connect with us. Connect with us. We are at Girls Collective on Twitter, on Facebook. This conversation continues because we have more mothers. We have more guests that we want to invite to even come in and get their perspective on, you know, what are some ways that they chastise or spare their rod to spoil their child.
Because I mean... That's excellent mothers, you know. You, Chica, Reese, y'all have bright kids, and I have five sisters. I'm sorry, I have five sisters. They're all mothers, like, and I all see them take a different tactic. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's what works for you.
And,
but you gotta see if one way isn't working, try another.
Yep. Absolutely. So no judgment passed. I'm not ever saying I haven't hit my child. But I have really found that I do communicate. I've encouraged her to communicate. And I love that she's able to share, you know, and ultimately that's what we want them to do anyway.
Yeah.
That's what they're gonna have to do for resolve. for life. We love you all. Good night, cuz. Once again, beautiful conversation.
Great conversation. We love you guys.
Girls Collective.